Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We were reacting to Corey Pronman of The Athletic saying it could be 10 years before the Penguins are making the playoffs consistently again. And that would mean it'd be a 13-year drought because they haven't made the playoffs in 3 years. A texter pointed that out, yeah. I don't know that we would survive that as a hockey town.
I don't think so. We'd done. Ghost town.
Yeah.
No more. Nobody would wait for it to happen again. But people would jump back on board if it ever did. But it would be, you would lose so many fans.
And it's so delicate, man. And it's not like football, and football is the king in America, where you're always going to have that fervent fan base. If you go 13 years without making the playoffs, and again, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just relaying another man's opinion. You go 13 years without making the playoffs, you lose an entire generation of fans. An entire generation. That's a really long time. That's a kid going through puberty. Kids born 3 years ago. 10 more years on top of that, they're getting hair on their peaches by the time the Penguins are winning again, if Corey Pronman were to be correct about that. That is insane. We see it in Detroit, like I mentioned. They made the playoffs in a very long time. And they were hockey royalty, an original six franchise. Hockey town, one of the best fan bases, arguably, in all of North American sports. At least they would have said that. Now you watch your games in a brand new building. A lot of empty seats.
Yep.
A lot of empty seats. 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. So Barry Bonds is getting a statue in San Francisco. And this led to the cliched Hall of Fame debate between Austin Bechtold and Pompeiani and Starkey. So you got producer Bechty fighting with the godfather of Pittsburgh sports media and Joe Starkey, who never met a debate he didn't like. And he was holding his own for a while, and then something very funny happened, which we'll get to in a second. Here's how that conversation went yesterday.
He is the home run leader. I still acknowledge that.
So do I. Do you limits?
No, Hank Aaron is.
Oh, wow.
Now I do not acknowledge Bonds.
Now we've taken a turn, Bob.
Why would you say that?
Because Bonds was clearly on PEDs, and as far as everybody knows or everyone's concerned, Hank Aaron was not. And I consider Hank Aaron the true home run champion with his number.
So why then didn't the league say, hey, we know you're on PEDs and we're going to suspend you like they do now? There are 80-game suspensions if they find these stuff out.
Because there was obviously enough suspicion, but not enough to be able to. It's like,
well, then why do you know,
you
like
you, do you know who
make,
else was
it's
on
It's like
it?
When you're trying to convict somebody in like a murder case. We had a ton of evidence against you, but it was not enough to sway the jury to be able to convict.
You're letting a lack of evidence then affect you. You're deciding, you've made the conclusion that he's guilty even though he wasn't during that time.
I personally think there's enough evidence to be able to say that with everything that came out with all the cases. And
are you sure who was on it and off it at that time? All the people who were on and off?
No, you can't be 100% sure.
Okay,
but
exactly.
I'm pretty confident as Bonds ballooned and lost all his hair and immediately and his head blew up like a pumpkin too and his body completely changed. And at 37, 38, he was mashing, what, 40, 45 homers?
Yes, it seemed fairly obvious, but you're discounting the idea that a bunch of the pitchers he was hitting them off were on stuff too, and so are a lot of the other players, and we don't know who was and wasn't at the time. We know a bunch of people were using.
So that debate got hot and heavy for a while on the show, and I went to pick up my daughter at Vacation Bible School, and I went in there, and they're singing in a church. So it was like 8 minutes I'm in there, and she's singing, "Nice little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine." Oh, it's wonderful. Look at it. It's whimsical. It's cute. Walk out. The segment's still going. And by that point, when I get into my car, Bechtold had totally capitulated.
He had totally
softened his stance, which had me howling because he was fighting these guys.
Uh-huh.
Like trench warfare. And in 8 minutes, I come back out. He's like, "Okay, I can see you guys point on all this, yada, yada, yada." But this is a classic cliched radio topic for this time of the year. Why does Bechtold get to decide who's in and who's out? And why would he say that Bonds isn't the home run king, even though he hit the most home runs. I mean, yeah, I know he used steroids. We all know he used steroids. I don't even think he needed to use allegedly. Like, the whole Balco thing, like, we saw it, and he makes good points. His head ballooned.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hitting 50 homers at 48 years old, which is just obnoxious. At 38 years old, which is insane. But they let it happen.
Right.
Major League Baseball let it happen. They were thrilled that Sosa was on him. They were thrilled that McGuire was on the Andro. It saved the sport.
Yes.
And so if you're going to turn a blind eye as a sport to all the guys using steroids, then the guy who was the best of the steroid dudes, he deserves to be in the Hall. And, yeah, you recognize his record. Because I don't know how many homers he hits without the steroids. I have no idea. We're all speculating on that. Did it mean he hit 60 more? Did it mean he hit 100 more? I have no clue. So I just watch the baseball, and I look at the numbers and the resumes, and if I were deciding who's in and who's not, I would put Barry Bonds in.
I would absolutely put him in.
Yeah.
I would absolutely put him in because, I mean, just because your body transforms or changes, and when the guy next to you's body doesn't mean that the guy next to you is not taking it as well.
Exactly.
If it's during the era that you're doing that, like where it was prominent, like, you know, even in starting in the 80s, like everybody was doing it.
There's or greenies, amphetamines.
Like you'd be left out. You'd be almost stupid not to if everybody else is doing it.
I agree with that.
So like, and just like Joe said, or Joe or Pop, like the pitchers, like who's to say that the pitchers that are pitching to him whenever he hits these home runs weren't on it as well?
Oh, Roger Clemens, for sure.
I mean, like, come on. What are we doing?
Andy Pettit. I mean, the list goes on. And so you've got these roided out. You're right, Dorn. These roided out hitters, clearly. But less obvious, I think, with the pitchers. Like, how many miles an hour does it add to your fastball? Is it going to change your spin rate? I don't know. So when a guy hits in his career 762 home runs, who am I to say which of those are worth more than the other ones? I think the whole thing is so stupid whenever you consider like the morality clause for these baseball writers with guys like Jay Mariotti. Why don't you look into him, who had a vote for a very long time, discerning whether or not somebody was morally corrupt or not? That guy, come on.
I mean, like, how many of Bonds' home runs, like, were hit out of the park? Like, I could see if every home run was out of the park. Like, I'm talking upper deck, out of the park, into rivers, things of that nature. If he's, like, just hitting home runs, I don't remember. Like, that's a guy that has gotten better at baseball throughout the years. And, okay, like, he probably feels fresher because he's taking steroids. The steroids would make him like hit the seams off of a ball.
Well, so I think,
like, I don't think it helped him as a baseball. It's hard to explain. I don't think it helped him as a baseball player.
No, he's a Hall of Fame player without steroids,
right?
And Joe made this point yesterday, and I think it's a good one. Like, is taking roids going to make you a 300 hitter?
No, it's not.
I don't think
it doesn't. You know, reshape your eyes so you could see better than everybody else.
Right. Now I can pick up the spin and discern whether this is a slider or a fastball because I'm taking the roids. No.
It makes you hit the ball farther and harder, maybe.
I think Bonds did hit a lot of like these monumental shots that I also wonder, like, if he wasn't on roids, instead of being in the upper deck, are they now in the fifth row? You know what I mean?
Of home runs?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because he hit him.
He's still hitting them.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
He hit it because he's on the roids. Allegedly.
He's just hitting it farther.
He's hitting it super far. Okay, he's hitting him into McCovey Cove. If he's not on the roids, is he hitting him into the first row instead of McCovey Cove? Because they count the same.
Exactly.
I don't know. And I'm not smart enough to parse that stuff.
That's
which
probably,
is why he'd be in.
That's probably would be the case. Honestly,
I think it prolongs your career. Like, it helps you recover faster. Like, if it's the HGH and all that, it's going to help you recover faster. It's going to keep you in the league longer. Maybe he doesn't break the record without the steroids. I don't know, but he did. I saw it with my own two eyes. Him hit more homers than anybody in the history of Major League Baseball. And if I'm voting, I'm just going to trust my eyes and I'm going to grade guys on what they did as baseball players. That's it. But I think there's a more local question here. So he gets a statue in San Francisco. I'm not suggesting he should get a statue here in Pittsburgh. I think, for me anyhow, you get a statue if you've won championships. And he didn't do that in San Francisco, but you're the all-time home run king. You're going to get a statue. And you did most of it in your career in San Francisco. I can understand, obviously, why they're going to give him a statue. Should Bonds have his number retired here?
Yes.
412-928-9370. You can weigh in on that question. Doran has. I will in a second. Housekeeping first. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Weird to me to hear Bechtold be the guy on that show that would argue that opinion. I found it's usually like the older, crusty right. guys. And I got to be careful there. It sounds like I'm calling Joe and Bob old and crusty.
Crusty. Right.
But they're, of course, different generation than Austin. I feel like most of the younger guys put all the steroid dudes in. Most of the older guys, no, we've got to protect the sanctity of baseball. Where do you come down, youngster? Intern Dom.
He 100% should be in the Hall of Fame. You guys both made the point. A, he was a Hall of Famer before steroids. Yeah. He had 3 MVPs and 8 gold gloves before he allegedly took PEDs. And Doran, you're right. PEDs will give you the power to knock one into the river. You still need the hand-eye coordination to actually hit the ball.
Right.
For God's sake. And right. Austin is such a fraud, by the way. He backed out of his point at the end, and the only reason he said it is because he's pandering to the old crusty people because he doesn't like criticism from them. So, Austin, give me a break, dude.
Yeah,
come
so,
on.
So why did he back out? Like, how did he back out? What made him back out?
I just heard the very end of this segment, and Pom said, "Now, wait a second, you're softening your views here." And then Austin just goes, "Yeah, I guess I am." Should Bonds' number be retired in Pittsburgh? Yes, it absolutely should. It absolutely should. Bonds won multiple MVPs here. He should have won 3. Everyone talks about how Andrew McCutchen should have his number retired one day, which I absolutely don't disagree with. Kutch won 1.
Mm-hmm.
1 MVP.
Yeah. Bonds, yes.
And you can, and this is always a part of the argument for me, I think that as a franchise that has gone through some stuff, you want to lay claim to the greatest baseball player of all time. I want fans from right. St. Louis to walk into PNC Park, you know, whenever the Cardinals come to town. I want to go see beautiful yep. PNC Park. I want them to walk in, sit in their seats, and they're looking across right under Greg Brown where they've got all the retired numbers. And I want them to see Barry Bonds.
That's what San Francisco's doing.
Damn right. What say you? 412-928-9370. Newman, among others, waiting patiently on hold. We'll get to you guys coming up next. A classic cliche radio topic in the middle of June.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, we got to the root of what caused Bechtold to backtrack on his opinion yesterday about Barry Bonds. Pompeiani, what a wizard he is. He says, "All right, Austin, would you put Bill Belichick in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?" And Austin said, "Yes, he would," which makes no sense if you're keeping Bonds out for cheating.
Exactly.
And Pomp basically said you can either have both guys in or neither of them in, and I guess Bechtold capitulated and said, "All right, put them both in." They're screaming at each other for 40 minutes, and then he goes, "All right, put them both in."
Yeah, arguing against himself. Like, I think he just wanted to be different.
I think that might be the case.
Yeah,
he came out hard, and then I think immediately regretted it.
Yep.
I've been there. "Oh, this is what I think." And then you start thinking more and more. And you go, "Oh, shoot."
Well, he probably thought that Pomp and Joe were going to go with what he said and Hank Aaron and be against it, kind of the old crusty guy thing, you know, phrase that you said. I think he probably assumed that Pomp and Joe were going to be like,
"I think you're right."
Going to be like, "No, Bond shouldn't be in."
Dora, you know? That's a great point.
And it backfired. It backfired.
That's a great point.
Uh-huh. It backfired.
"These guys will agree with me. Let me come out real hard.
Oh, no.
I yield. Texter, "I'm an old crusty guy. Bonds is in the Pirates Hall of Fame, should be in the MLB Hall of Fame, but I don't want his number retired in Pittsburgh." Make that make sense. That doesn't make any sense. Pirates Hall of Fame? MLB Hall of Fame. But I draw the line at retiring the number. Why? Feel free to text us back. Scott in West Virginia, 412-928-9370. Here's one more text. You all at 93.7 The Fan need to see a doctor because you're nuts. Barry Bonds single-handedly lost the most important game of the 1992 season, not to mention almost gave Jim Leland heart surgery because of his selfish attitude. He certainly was on steroids, and the league conveniently overlooked it. Yeah, the league overlooked it, thus allowing him to do it.
Correct.
Thus, he should be in. As far as Jim Leland and heart surgery, I don't know, man. Don't you think it's a pack of cowboy killers a day?
A day.
Twitter poll, @_AdamCrowley. What leads to heart disease faster? Managing Barry Bonds or a pack of Marbreds a day? I think it's a pack of Marbreds. Should the Pirates retire Bonds' number? Doran and I say yes. Newman wants to talk about it. Hello, Newman.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm an old...
Yeah. Call back. 412-928-9370.
Break it up.
He was saying that he was an old crusty guy.
Yes.
That's where that was going to land. And he proved it because he's using a T-Mobile phone from 2001. Motorola Razr. 412-928-9370.
Is Bonds the most... let me find the right word. Is he like the Joker in Pittsburgh history? Is he the most misunderstood player in Pittsburgh history? Is he most controversial Pittsburgh sports figure in Pittsburgh history?
I think so, yeah. That's a good question. I mean, Tom Barrasso was notably a big jerk. He got into the Hockey Hall of Fame. He had won a Vezina and won championships here in Pittsburgh. I know Bonds didn't win a championship and was looked at as somebody that was really hard to get along with. But I don't care about that. What did he do on the baseball field? Like, a texter writes in and says, where does he rank among the all-time great Pirates? He won multiple MVPs. For me, that's open and shut, case closed.
Yes, that is.
Even if you don't want to, and you wouldn't, I guess, give him credit for what he did in San Francisco, it's not like he didn't play 7 years here. That's a ton of time. 883 OPS, multiple MVPs. If you believe in the WAR statistic, he racked up a 50 WAR over 7 years, which is damn good. I don't know what more you need to do. If you're in the Hall of Fame, the Pirates Hall of Fame, and your name is Barry Lamar Bonds, you should be a guy whose number gets retired. Bill in the car. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I've got some like, kind of secondhand knowledge. My cousin played with Bonds. He was a relief pitcher in 2000 for the Giants. We kind of followed him around and got to watch Bonds. And the subject that was never spoken to my cousin or anybody else was about Bonds on steroids and the tacit non-conversation about it was just an admission. And then after my cousin retired, he was like, absolutely. But what you have to remember is a comment that you gentlemen had made earlier. It's going to make you stronger. It does not improve your hand-eye coordination, does not get your hands through the ball any faster. So I'm an old crusty guy, 62. If you put him in the hall, you gotta retire the number here in Pittsburgh.
But what if you don't put him in the hall? Do you still retire the number?
There's a lot of heartburn with that decision. I think one has to go in hand with the other. If not, if he doesn't get in the hall, if he makes it into the Pittsburgh Hall of Fame, then you retire his number here.
He did.
He did, yeah. Last year?
Yeah, he did. What? And Leland was here and was crying. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Bill, who was your cousin, if you don't mind me asking?
Chad Zerbe.
Thank you, Bill. That started off in just perfect Yinzer fashion. My cousin spent a lot of time with Barry Bonds.
Yep.
You could hear him struggling with that, though.
That is tough. But, like, I mean, is it because of Barry Bonds and who he was and that he wouldn't get his number retired because they're going to retire Kutch's number? He's not going to maybe get in the Hall of Fame.
Right. And for reasons because he doesn't have a Hall of Fame resume.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Kutch is on the cusp, right? But
he's on the cusp.
But if he doesn't get in,
you still retire his number.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's what I should have asked him. You're right. 412-928-9370.
I don't think what I'm trying to say, I don't think it goes hand in hand.
Right.
I think one is the ultimate, and then the next step is jersey retirement, and then the third step is where he's at now.
Yeah. Pirates Hall of Fame.
And I feel like we had this discussion with the old show one time. Like, what's bigger, having your jersey retired or getting to the Hall of Fame of the sport?
It's a good question.
It's getting into the Hall of Fame of the sport.
I think so.
One of the best of all time at that sport. Getting your jersey number retired means you were one of the best on that team.
Right.
Or for that franchise.
Now, I think it can vary from franchise to franchise. Like, obviously, getting your number retired as a Steeler is like the most rare thing in professional sports. Like, they ain't even done it for Terry Bradshaw with multiple Super Bowl MVPs and MVP, 4 Super Bowl championships. Now he's selling bourbon. I didn't need to throw that in there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're trying to collect trophies and trying to collect accolades, like, being in the Hall of Fame is way bigger than having your jersey retired.
I would think so. Yeah,
way bigger.
Yeah,
way bigger.
You get your bust in Canton.
Yeah,
you get a gold
you're
jacket.
You're one of the best ever.
Ever, regardless of franchise. You can hear the old heads when they're calling up. They're really struggling with it because they know Bond's greatness, but you can tell they don't like the guy, and they hold 1992 against him. Obviously.
Yep.
412-928-9370. We'll take calls on this because it's a hot button topic that people get all worked up about. 412-928-9370.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Doran, you sent this to me this morning. I didn't see it. That Pittsburgh is making a bid to be the host of the 2028 World Cup of Hockey. I think we should get it.
Yeah.
I'm biased. But we should have had... This is nuts to me. We should have at some point have had the All-Star game here in Pittsburgh during Crosby's career. And it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
How does that not happen? Well, it's because the league sucks. That's how. But I'll tell you what. 2028 World Cup of Hockey. I think we all imagine Sid will still be going strong by then. You'll have all the best players in the world here. If I could trade the NFL draft for that right now, I would do it in a second. That gets my blood pumping in a way that the NFL draft just absolutely couldn't. From a fan perspective and watching standpoint.
Well, I can see why you would trade it, because you're going to get actual sports being played instead of somebody just walking across the stage and, you know, Roger Goodell announcing picks. Like,
at least they get the hats right in the NFL draft.
At least they do that.
What the?
Well, I think that this is a very smart play, because the biggest question, and probably the other reasons why that the All-Star games haven't been here for hockey, and the biggest question is, you know, the infrastructure of Pittsburgh. Like, can it handle it? So now you're getting the biggest example possible, if it's going to work, if it could work with the NFL draft being here. With the NFL draft being here, whenever it is here, it's going to work. I mean, it may not be great, but it's going to work because it's going to happen. So if you're the Penguins and you're the NHL, you're going to look at that. You're going to assess that, how it worked, where people stayed at, you know, travel, things of that nature, and be like, okay, like, the city can handle having a big event like that here. So it's a very smart play, knowing that the NFL draft is going to
be. One leads to the other.
Absolutely.
In that way.
It makes sense. And if that is a success, which I'm sure it will be, can't see it how it goes, you know, very bad, but if that's a success and you're the NHL, you're like, okay, yeah, we could bring this.
We could do that.
Yeah.
They've done the NCAA tournament here a lot. I wonder what it would be like from a fan fan number standpoint compared to the NCAA tournament. Like, we saw that Kentucky brought a lot of fans. We've seen certain fan bases bring thousands of people here, but a lot of those games aren't sellouts. I wonder how many Canadians, I guess is what I'm saying, would come to Pittsburgh for the World Cup of Hockey.
I think a whole bunch.
A whole friggin' a bunch, whole man. Bunch.
I mean, like, because it's drivable in, you know, in most areas. I mean, so you would fly in, but there's a lot of hockey players here. There's a lot of hockey parents here. There's a lot. I mean, there's kids playing hockey right now, like 4 years old, that, you know, their parents, you know, either played in some form or fashion or whatever. But there's a lot of hockey players, at least here in Pittsburgh and obviously in the country, that I think that would want to come see this.
I think so.
And experience Pittsburgh, too. You know,
I'd be big time into it.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm. I'd try to go to every United States game I could just to see the talent. And the Four Nations Face-Off was a huge success this mm-hmm. last year. Mm-hmm. And that's a mini tournament. And I think the World Cup of Hockey might even take on, you know, a second wind, if you will, because of how the Four Nations right. went. The quality of the play in that tournament was so good. And to be able to see that in person, oh, man, it's so cool. I've never seen anything like that. And we've been blessed because we get Crosby and Malkin on the ice. Like, when McDavid's come to town, I've made sure to go. I've seen Ovechkin play a bunch of times. But think about the pure quality of players on those teams.
Yes.
Through the roof. How many Hall of Famers you'd be watching
right.
at one time? Oh, it's so cool.
I mean, even the NCAA wrestling tournaments that are here, I mean, those are packed.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh, we're a great event town.
Yeah, can you imagine?
We love sports.
Different countries, different players from different countries being here. That's pretty cool. I think it'll happen.
I think you'd have to think you'd be a front runner, wouldn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Throw us a bone. You haven't given us the All-Star game. Give us this. 412-928-9370. Did you happen to catch my hot take in the middle of that there?
No, maybe.
We love sports. One of my stronger opinions I've ever thrown out there. Pittsburgh loves sports.
We do.
But maybe not Barry Bonds at 412-928-9370. Should the Pirates retire his number? Texter writes in, when you cheat, you're not the best. I was taught that as a child. Okay, fair enough. He didn't cheat in Pittsburgh. And he had two MVPs in seven seasons. His WAR of 50 in Pittsburgh is basically the same as Andrew McCutchen's entire career. So I don't even think you have to think about the cheating with Bonds in Pittsburgh, because I think we all agree that it was after his time here.
Mm-hmm.
That's when his head ballooned.
I think it's a no-brainer. I don't even...
No-brainer?
It's a no-brainer.
I can't believe people are on the other side of this. Like, maybe Dave in North Huntington. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, I am on the other side of this, and here's why. So he should definitely be in the Hall of Fame. No problem with that whatsoever. But to me, when you retire a number, it's more than just the performance and the stats. So you have to take into account being the face of the franchise, that kind of thing. You have to take into fact how he reacts with fans. It's more to it than just the numbers to me to retire a number for that player, for the team. No problem with the Hall of Fame whatsoever. He definitely deserves it. He's the home run king. It's baseball's fault. They let them all do the steroids. That's what it is. Those numbers are valid.
I think that's a nuanced opinion, Dave. So let me flip this around on you. Do you think the Steelers should retire Bradshaw's number?
Yes, I do, and here's why. Okay.
I mean, he didn't go to Chuck Knoll's funeral or Dan Rooney's funeral.
Okay. I understand. But also, there's been conflict and there's been healing back and forth with Bradshaw. He's had some mea culpa,
mea culpas, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much, Adam. So yes, I think there is some nuance there. And he never really had an issue with the fans as much as how he was treated by Knoll. And let's face it, he wasn't treated too well at first and things.
Well,
and
Bonds would probably argue that he – and thank you for the call, Dave. We do have
Bonds
to
is
on.
In the Hall of Fame, so there's some – rehabilitation there.
That's, you know what, Dorn, I was going to say the same thing, and then I got caught on the Bradshaw thing. You're right. Like, he came back.
Leland was here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think, and I really...
How bad was Bonds with the fans?
He just wasn't Kutch. So, like, okay.
Like
his mom wasn't singing at wild card games.
Like, was he mean to every fan? Like, was he, like...
I just don't think he was this effervescent, warm and fuzzy personality that fans wanted to latch on to.
He's a good baseball player. This is about the sport.
That's how I feel,
too.
It's
not about how you're being treated.
I get the caller's perspective, and I appreciate that opinion, but I think you're right. If you win two MVPs and you're a jackass...
Now I got to be a nice person and win MVP. Like, get the hell out of here.
Right. And we've been blessed with a lot of nice guys, right? Sidney Crosby, great nice guy.
That we think, that you want to like.
Yeah.
People want to like. If you want to like somebody, they're a nice person. Even they could be a jackass, for real. But if you want to like somebody, you'll like them. If you hear bad stories about people, you're like, oh, I probably am not going to like that guy. See, then your whole perception of that person is thrown off based off of a narrative that somebody else started that you didn't even interact with this person. How could you make that judgment?
Yeah, because you don't know him.
Right.
I shouldn't have used Bradshaw. I should have asked about Ben.
Yeah.
Like, does Ben deserve to have his number retired? Because there was some stuff that you heard about him and fans and bars and stuff.
But this is all going back to Aaron Rodgers.
Same thing.
Like, this is why I'm so hot about it. I was hot about it the other day. It's like, because you don't like what he has to say, doesn't mean he's a bad person. Aaron Rodgers shouldn't get in the Hall of Fame because you don't like what he says politically? Like, what does that even, that doesn't even make any sense.
It happened to Curt Schilling, too. Like, Curt Schilling, one of the great playoff performers of all time with multiple franchises, and he gets left out because a lot of people hate some of his political opinions, and I'm not commenting one way or the other. But
right, me neither, but like...
how about you just...
Pitch.
Yeah.
I'm watching you play.
Right, exactly.
Are you one of the best? Yes or no? Yes, you should be regarded as one of the best.
That's what every single Hall of Fame should be
absolutely
about. Because you're right, man. These writers are going to judge a player on whether or not he's a good human being. What gives them the right? Who's judging them? Who gets to judge the writers on whether they're good guys or not?
I mean, one of these players, too, with the writers could be like, yeah, you know, probably blow him off one time. Oh, he's a bad guy.
Right.
That's all it takes.
How stupid is
that?
So dumb. I mean, if anything, you would value the opinion of the players, the teammates of, like, T.O.'s teammates or something like that.
Exactly.
Right? But even then... do you catch touchdown passes? Do you rack up yards? Are you one of the best players? It's also stupid.
What are we talking? You know, like, it's about how good you are as a player. If you're one of the best, you should be regarded as one of the best.
Couldn't agree more at 412-928-9370. Chris Carter, who was planning his wedding last week, and that's why he couldn't come on the show, has tweeted that he'll be on with us today. I think underscoring the importance of the fan morning show in his life, Norm. His wedding's coming up next month. Did you know that?
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
You're hot.
Yep.
More on this. We got Chris Carter at the top of the hour. We got Noah Hyles in for a full hour today. And Noah's like a little chihuahua. I asked him, because Mackie's usually with us for an hour on Fridays. I asked Noah, I said, you want to come on the show? He responded in 8 seconds. Hell yeah. He's eager, excited about joining us. Jason Mackey is going to be in for the guys from 10 o'clock until 2 today, and he just popped in to say hello. It's good to see Jason. He's wearing a shirt that says Vienna, and he's 6'5". He looks like a sausage.
Vienna. And you're wearing a pasta shirt there, Dom.
You guys go together.
Yes.
Yeah, we do. How about that?
Like peas in a pod.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. I contend that a sausage on the grill might be the best summertime food.
What kind of sausage?
Hot Italian.
Not in a crock pot? You would take it over the grill then in the crock pot all day? With a hot sausage sandwich?
I wasn't prepared to take the L that quickly, boys.
Hot Italian. That's what you make hot sausage with, right?
That's what my wife is. Hello!
Hot Italian.
I lose. You're right. You put it in a crock pot. Do you sear it first? You throw it on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a grill guy, Dom? Because Callis had never used a grill before a tailgate this year. Like, legitimately in his life had never used a grill. And then Austin was trying to help me grill at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, and he had no idea what the hell he was doing.
I'm not the go-to grill guy, but if I need to step in from the bullpen, I can manage myself.
That's a bad situation, then. That's a bad, what I just got there, that's bad. If you need to step in, first of all,
who has failed before
the starting pitcher
is awful.
He's gone 3 2/3, given up 6.
And if you're like, I'll take over, that is a bad situation, because usually if you're good at it, then you'll just start it. You'll be like, I'll grill. I know what I'm doing. Well, I clearly don't know what you're doing.
Well, Mariano was an excellent pitcher, but they had him close. So I think I can grill somewhat well.
You're telling me you're the Mariano Rivera of finishing off a sausage?
I'm not even going to respond to that.
The phrasing was poor, admittedly.
A burger.
Yes, a burger, absolutely, 100%.
Then why not just take over initially?
Because, you know, I'm 21, and if the uncle at the barbecue or something wants to grill, I have to respect the elders.
My roommate in college, Chris Haynes, who I've talked about frequently, big, fun-loving, Neanderthal kind of guy. He always needed to be the grill master. Always had to take it over.
Did he do good?
No.
Oh, that's
bad. He routinely undercooked the sausages, which you can't do. That's dangerous.
Yes.
You undercooked the pork? That's no good. But he always wanted to be the guy, and we would tell him time after time, but he didn't trust anybody else, and it was his grill at our place.
That's what, yeah.
So we were totally screwed. You need... If you have confidence that you're the grill master, you better have mastered the grilling.
Yes. It's a lot of pressure, especially whenever you're grilling for other people and not just yourself.
I find the pressure to be immense at times. Like when I'll have people over for a cookout, I get sweaty, not just because of the actual heat, but because of the proverbial heat.
And a lot of people are not going to tell you that it's bad.
You never get it's bad.
You never get it's bad.
No.
And it might be bad.
I'll tell you what I did the other day. On Wednesday, I grilled some chicken. Awful. Left it on there too long. Chasing my dog around the backyard. It was chewy and gross. And I had marinated it for like 48 hours. I was so pissed at myself.
Yep.
You can overcook a hot dog. That's fine because it just gets burnt and it's delicious. Burger, no. It's a hockey puck.
Mm-hmm.
The chicken, it gets chewy and wiry, and it was so overcooked, Doran, that whenever I cut it, it was stringy. It was so bad.
That's no good.
Worst job of my life. Texter, Dom needs to be the morning producer.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Texter, need callus bat. Can't listen to that little kid anymore.
Okay, see?
I got 2 tweets back-to-back just like that yesterday.
This guy sucks. I love him.
Yep. Same thing.
Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette going to be joining us next to talk about some of the Steeler stuff going on. Oh, wait. There's nothing going on. So we're going to ask him for some bold predictions. How about that? Maybe some bold predictions for specific players. That's next. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mostly sunny, rain possible late this morning. High of 84, low of 71. Livable. That's actually livable. We might be able to spend some time outside today. Chris Carter next, Fan Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.